For those of you who are just tuning in, here are a few highlights of what we talked about on the program. It's time for today's Morning Sedition Cliff Notes. Scientists believe the avian flu bug is mutated to the point where it can more effectively breed in animals, although not necessarily in humans. The findings corroborate the belief that the H5 strain would not have to mix with a human flu strain to become more dangerous, but it would have to come in contact with FEMA first. Some of the warning signs of avian flu are swelling in your breasts, thighs, and wings. All right. In fact, the flu is evolving so quickly that some scientists fear it may soon develop opposable thumbs and learn to use simple stone tools.
Oh. Trent liked it.
Yeah, all right. At a symposium in New York last week, NBC Universal president Bob Wright said a liberal TV network wouldn't work because liberals don't watch much TV. Wright added, if anyone wants a network nobody watches, they can turn on MSNBC or not. Obviously, the president of NBC hasn't seen what kind of money Air America Radio has been earning. Or no, wait. Obviously, he has. Actor Bruce... Come on, can't we take a joke, us guys? We're okay, right? Actor Bruce Willis has announced he will pay $1 million reward to anyone who turns in the leaders of Al-Qaeda. While he was at it, Willis also offered an additional $2 million for the guy who blew up his career. Willis said the reward offer was for real and not part of a show he was doing with his ex-wife's new husband, Ashton Kutcher, called Punking Pakistan.